Today's Cotton Newsline is Four Cuts. All Cuts are Dr. Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
If we look at the most recent USDA numbers, the total U.S. crop is divided up between upland production of 15.96 million bales and extra long staple or Pima production at 578,000 bales.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
First, USDA did revise the estimated plantings of all cotton and currently estimate all cotton acreage at 11 million acres, which is down 360,000 from the June estimate. In their latest numbers, they also estimate a harvested area of just about 9.9 million acres. So that gives an abandonment rate of roughly 10%. And then the national average yield is estimated at 803 pounds. If we look at some of the regional adjustments in terms of the change specifically from the August numbers, we did see lower crop estimates in places like Georgia and Alabama in the southeast, where they reduced their numbers relative to August. Overall, for the region, though, the expected yield is still above the five-year average.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
In the southwest, where there was a reduction in the production in Texas from August, weather conditions have not been as favorable over the last several weeks, so there's not as much optimism about the crop as there was in August. But still, when we look at this year's U.S. crop, it is going to be up substantially from where we were from a 2013 crop. So there is a recovery in production. We'll just have to see how the final number plays out as harvest is starting to progress across the Cotton Belt, and we'll pick up as we go out over the next several weeks.
Fourth cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The USDA report also had estimates for the full supply and demand balance sheet. U.S. mill use was unchanged from its August report at 3.8 million bales. Exports were lowered 700,000 bales from the August report down to 10 million bales. And part of that, I think, is a reflection of the reduced domestic supplies, but it's also a reflection of reduced import demand on a global basis. So there's still some questions when we look globally at world mill use. It was reduced about 480,000 bales from the August report. So I think there's still some questions to watch as we go forward through this marketing year, what type of growth in global mill use do we see.